can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. New England, let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cheryl from Chelmsford.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Cheryl?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
How'd you get the day off from work after a holiday Monday?
I only work on Monday and Thursday, so.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, well played. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. But if you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the American Music Awards, while Beyonce and Post Malone won Favorite Female and Male Country Artist. Post Malone is playing Gillette Stadium this Saturday, along with which other artist?
Jelly Roll.
Miley Cyrus caught an infection after rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sidewalk for the video for a new song called Walk of Fame. She said her leg started to disintegrate around her kneecap. That's disgusting.
Don't roll around on the streets of L.A., that's for sure.
Is Miley Cyrus over or under 30?
Over.
Chris Evans skipped the Cannes Film Festival to be with his mother on her 70th birthday.
Captain America's a good man.
The Cannes Film Festival is a huge event in the film industry. Cannes is located in which country?
France.
Question number 4. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have been 53 years old today. She passed away back in 2002 from a car crash. TLC taught us not to go chasing waterfalls, but to do what instead?
Basically stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Question number 5. Demi Lovato married singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz on Sunday. Paris Hilton was there and reportedly did an impromptu DJ set at the reception. Demi had an on-again, off-again relationship with which that 70s show actor for 6 years back in the day?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You knew a lot of them, so you did well.
Mm-hmm. Most of them, in fact.
You did very, very good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Cheryl from Chelmsford. Got 4 Woo! Out of 5 correct.
Good morning.
You did great. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the American Music Awards, while Beyonce and Post Malone won Favorite Female and Male Country Artist. Post Malone is playing Gillette Stadium this Saturday, along with which other artist?
Jelly Roll.
Tied at 1. Miley Cyrus caught an infection after rolling around on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sidewalk.
So dirty.
The song's called Walk of Fame, and she said her leg started to disintegrate around her kneecap. What the heck did she get?
It's a really dirty part of Hollywood, I'm just going to say.
Is Miley Cyrus over or under 30?
Oh, under?
Uh-oh.
32. 2-1 for Cheryl. Just got a little more interesting. Chris Evans skipped the Cannes Film Festival to be with his mother on her 70th birthday. The Cannes Film Festival is a huge event in the film industry. In which country?
France.
It is France. Le Cannes, yes. 3-2. Question number 4. Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC would have been 53 today. She passed away back in 2002 from a car crash. TLC taught us not to go chasing waterfalls, but to do what instead?
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
4-3. Question number 5. Demi Lovato married singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz on Sunday.
She looked beautiful.
Paris Hilton was there and reportedly jumped on the ones and twos
as
for an impromptu set. Demi had an on-again, off-again relationship with which that 70s show actor for 6 years back in the day?
Wilmer Valderrama.
That is correct.
Ooh,
yes.
Cheryl, that was close, girl.
It was very close. 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, but you're not walking away without a prize this morning. You've just won yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive two $5 bonus cards. Woohoo, indeed. Yes. All the woohoo.
Thank you.
A tips and tender combo hits every time.
It does. All right. Well, thanks again for listening and playing this morning, Cheryl. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head off?
I'm Cheryl from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jillian from Peabody.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. Will you kick Kennedy out, out, out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know how this works, Jillian?
I do.
All right, five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. You tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, holy smokes, Dan. 6,114 wins, only 446 losses.
It's a lot of dubs.
It is a lot of dubs. Are you ready, Jillian?
I think so.
Andre 3000 turns 50 today. Outkast taught the whole world to shake it like a Polaroid picture in which song?
Hey, yeah.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of the first Jaws movie. Jaws was directed by the same legendary director who made films such as E.T. and the original Indiana Jones trilogy. Who was the director?
George. Steven Spielberg.
Question number three. Sydney Sweeney says season three of Euphoria is more unhinged than the last two. In 2023, Sweeney starred in a popular rom-com called Anyone But You. Who was her co-star?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
He's a snack.
That is what they say.
Question number four. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized, but she said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her.
It's her job.
Finish the hook to this Britney song. Take a listen.
Keeps me up all night.
Oh, you stuck that too. Full point.
Oh, I'm giving him a point and a half. Damn, on that. Question number five. Lord crashed a club in Sydney that was holding a Lord-themed party. What was the name of Lord's first album that featured some of her greatest hits like Royals?
Oh.
Need an answer.
Don't know.
Cool. Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I was about to say question number six. I don't know where that came from.
Sudden death.
Kennedy, welcome back. Jillian from Peabody got 1, 2, 3 and a half. She got 3.5.
Oh.
Yeah. We gave her a half
okay.
a point.
Okay.
These are tough.
Carson gave her an extra half a point.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Andre 3000 turns 50 today. Outkast taught the whole world to shake it like a Polaroid picture in which song?
Hey Ya.
Tied at one. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the first Jaws movie. Jaws was directed by the same legendary director who made films like E.T. and the original Indiana Jones trilogy. Who was the director?
Steven Spielberg.
See that guy swam around Martha's Vineyard in honor of that?
Yippers. Why not?
They have boats.
That's not nearly as fun.
Sharks, though.
I would argue it's way more fun.
Tied at two. Question number three. Sydney Sweeney says season three of Euphoria is even more unhinged than the last two. In 2023, Sweeney starred in a popular rom-com called Anyone But You. Who was her co-star?
Glenn.
close.
Close.
Glenn. I want to say Hemsford, but that's Hemsford. Not right. Glenn.
Fry.
Hemsford.
Glenn Powell.
I was way off.
Tied at two. Question number four. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized, but said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her. Finish the hook to this Britney song, Kennedy.
Thinking of you keeps me up all night.
And I will give you a point and a half as well. You crushed it.
Need a point.
Okay. It is 3.5 to 3.5. Question number five. Lord crashed a club in Sydney that was holding a Lord-themed party. What was the name of Lord's first album that featured some of her greatest hits like Royals?
Royals.
Pure Heroin, Kennedy, is the name of that album. The final score is 3.5 to 3.5. We have a tie. What are you mouthing over there?
What did my half point come
from? What, your half point? Because you sang delightfully the Britney Spears hook, as did Jillian.
Oh, okay.
You ladies crushed it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't want to be unfair or whatever.
No, it was your beautiful vocal stylings. You both sang it very well.
And apparently this is all made up and the points don't matter.
I try and take it seriously.
I know you do. That's okay. You do you.
I will continue to do so.
So with a tie, Kennedy gets a win, Jillian. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jillian from Peabody. I had a ton of fun. Thanks for the half point. But I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Alex from Burlington.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So Alex is headed to work, and you just moved to town from Connecticut. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly. And I just added your radio station this morning.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
Well, welcome to it, girl.
We're off to a great start in town. You're making good decisions.
How long have you been in town now?
I love that. I've been in town for about 3 weeks.
Oh, you literally just moved here. And what part of Connecticut are you from?
From the Shoreline area.
Oh, my dad used to live in Guilford. I used to go to the skating rink in Madison. You ever go skating there?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, what a small world.
But I wouldn't want to paint it. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kennedy?
No.
Yes, Kennedy. Please leave the studio.
Wait,
take
did I ask
I'm going to take my eye roll with me.
Sorry, it's an old Stephen Wright joke. Right? Stephen Wright? Is that his name? I think it's Stephen Wright joke.
Yeah, the Boston comedian.
Yeah. All right, here we go, Alex. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You answer more right than Kennedy, win the cash. A tie is a loss for you. Question number one. The Foo Fighters have sought permission ahead of time to swear, drink, and smoke on stage during an upcoming show in Indonesia, which has strictly obscene laws when it comes to that sort of thing.
Strict obscenity laws.
Oh, strict obscenity laws. Thank you, Dan. Who is the lead singer of Foo Fighters?
Oh, the lead singer. Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I don't know. I just know they're awesome.
I don't want to go to a rock and roll show where they're not swearing, drinking, and smoking.
Question number two.
I'm going to say that's true.
Question number two. 3 years ago today in 2022, Top Gun Maverick was released. Who played Goose's son Rooster in the movie?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know either.
Question number three. Cops shut down an All-American Rejects house party show near the University of Missouri campus, but then they let them play one more song before they packed it in. Can you name the All-American Rejects' most commercially successful song?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be, I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face.
That is the song.
But do you know its name?
Hope it gives you hell.
Let's go. Question number four. A woman watching the new Final Destination at a theater in Argentina barely avoided tragedy when the ceiling collapsed and fell on her.
Nope.
It just missed her head because she was leaning over the armrest. What is the capital of Argentina?
Oh, my gosh.
Good pop culture trivia question.
It is a good question.
That's a hard one. I'm going to pass.
Question number five. After hosting the American Music Awards last night, Jennifer Lopez announced the new Vegas residency. J-Lo's ex-husband, Ben Affleck, starred in Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon. Which college did Will Hunting work as a janitor at in the film?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Boston College?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, if you call back like a year from now, you'll be able to answer all these Boston questions.
I know, right? There's so many Boston questions.
I know. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Alex getting 1 out of 5.
No.
We're not booing you. We're not booing you at all. We are one of the first people to only get 1 out of 5 right. Their name was Such. So that's now what we sing every time somebody gets 1 out of 5. So, no, we're not booing you. We wouldn't do
that. Not in the least. We would never.
We would never. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Foo Fighters have sought permission ahead of time to swear, drink, and smoke on stage during an upcoming show in Indonesia, which has strict obscenity laws. Who is the lead singer of Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl.
1-0.
You're good.
She is. Question number two. 3 years ago today in 2022, Top Gun Maverick was released. Who played Goose's son Rooster in the movie?
Miles Teller.
Talk to me, Goose.
2-0. Cops shut down an All-American Rejects house party near the University of Missouri campus, but they let them play one more song before they packed it in. Can you name the All-American Rejects most commercially successful song?
The anthem?
That's good, Charlotte Kennedy.
Nah.
Yeah. Gives you hell.
Nah.
This is a great thing they're doing, by the way. I don't know if you've been following along on social media.
Well, clearly they're not getting the right permits.
The police don't agree, apparently.
Yeah.
This is rock and roll. Awesome. We don't need permits.
There's a few things you need to
do. We're punk.
They are absolutely
not. And I love that they're not taking all the fees that you have to pay to get tickets. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it is a cool thing they're doing. Rock and roll is alive, Kennedy, in 2025.
And shut down, too.
2-1. Question number four. A woman watching the new Final Destination at a theater in Argentina barely avoided tragedy herself when the ceiling collapsed and fell on her. It just missed her head because she was leaning over the armrest.
Unreal.
What is the capital of Argentina?
Buenos Aires.
3-1. Question number five. After hosting the American Music Awards last night, J-Lo announced a new Vegas residency. Her ex-husband, Ben Affleck, starred in Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon. Which college did Will Hunting work at as a janitor in the film?
MIT.
It was MIT, not Boston College.
Aw, good job.
Yeah. You did do a good job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Alex, you did a great job, too. And just for calling in and playing, you now have a pair of concert tickets to go see Teddy Swims May 30th. I guess that's this Friday night, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is at the stage at Suffolk Downs. For tickets, visit AXS.com. That is AXS.com. And you're going for free on Friday night, okay?
Woo!
Consider it a welcome to the show gift.
Thank you.
I love this so much. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Never leave. All the other stations are terrible. Just take our word for it.
I love that.
Yeah, you don't need to go anywhere else. One-stop shopping.
There's no other funny people in Boston. Stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what you're supposed to do with this part, Alex?
What's that? Oh. I'm Alex from Burlington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Look at you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.